This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Money Crimes is a podcast all about the dark side of finance and sometimes murder. Find Money Crimes on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Chris Zeiss at Russell's Tree and Shrub Farm on Transit Road in East Amherst is with us on the WBEN Trocare College Lifeline this morning. A lot of Christmas decorations are already up across Western New York, but a lot of people also wait until after Thanksgiving. So, Chris, what are you getting ready for this weekend?
Right, that's exactly right. You know, some people really want to get it up before Thanksgiving, but a majority of the people usually wait till afterwards. And all the lots are ready. Russell's is definitely ready with all our trees, wreaths, roping, and we're expecting a pretty busy weekend.
It's, you know, that time of year for a lot of people, maybe the snow kind of adds to that. Do you find that, you know, when the snow starts falling, people get in the mood?
Oh, yeah, the snow helps in a lot of different ways. Unfortunately for, you know, during the tree time when it happens, it's just a lot of work for us and any other lot owner to have to clean out the area and make it safe for the customers, protect the trees and all that. But just a little bit of snow setting on the tree really sets the mood, and people really enjoy that.
How are the trees this year? What kind of trees are you selling?
The trees are looking great. It was a good growing season for a lot of them. And the Fraser fir and the Douglas fir are the two most popular. And then there's, you know, people still looking to buy blue spruce. And we also have a couple varieties. One is called a concolor fir, which has a longer needle and it's a powdery blue-green look to it. But it's the bonus to it is it smells like citrus. And then there's another variety called a Turkish fir that has a darker green needle, medium length, but it's a waxy needle. So what's good about that is if a person has allergies, the waxy needles prevent the fir smell from causing any issues.
Oh, that's pretty good to know. I mean, at this time of year, if somebody's going out looking for a tree, I mean, longevity has to be the number one thing on their mind.
It is. And with any of the firs, you're okay. At a certain point in time, the tree's already gone through its cycle and shut down for the season. And so all the moisture is already up in the tree. The most important thing is once they were cut from the field, they got the seal coated on the bottom again. So you recut the tree prior to bringing it into your home, and if you put hot or warm water in the basin, it'll reopen those pores in the bottom of the tree so it can continue to take up water and make it all the way through the holiday.
And it's a shorter season this year, too, right, with Thanksgiving so late?
It is, and people are going to get caught off guard by that because you think Thanksgiving, then Christmas, but it's really quick. And all of a sudden, it's going to connect with a lot of people, and stores are going to be pretty busy.
Do you find because, you know, we're asking people this morning, artificial or real tree, you know, what do they do? And you can, by the way, weigh in on our web poll at WBEN.com. But do you find that more people are shifting, like, over the years to the artificial trees? You see them in the stores so often, and getting that real tree is less popular? Or maybe it's the other way around?
No, it's always been about the same. And, you know, obviously for me, we grow and sell live trees. So that's what I want to push. But I understand how it works. And, you know, whether it's a financial cost or allergy cost or a lot of different factors involved. And some of the artificial trees are beautiful. But a lot of people that get an artificial tree, one year they may switch back to a live tree and vice versa. And so it's one of those things that keeps going back and forth. Is the percentage of people that buy artificial increasing? Yes. But so is the live trees, just more people. And, you know, kids are growing up, and then they get their own families. And if their family went out and cut a tree, that's what they do. And it's just a tradition type thing.
You know, I'm also noticing, too, I think some people like to have more than one tree in their house. They might have one in a living room and one in a family room, right? And one might be artificial and the other might be real.
Well, exactly. And, you know, growing up, that's what we did. We had a really big tree that was, you know, the family tree or my mom's tree. And then there was another tree that was the kid's tree. So we got to do what we wanted, whether it's the paper chains or the popcorn or the, you know, different things we may or may not have made in school. But a lot of people do that with little artificial trees or vice versa. Just they enjoy the look of it and the lights themselves.
And the smell of a real, I mean, there's no replacing the smell. And I've seen people try. You go into a store and there's a lot of, you know, artificial, whether it's a candle or a spray, or I've even seen like these little sticks. You don't, not like a stick that you light, but just a stick you're supposed to stick in a tree. It's not the same, is it?
No, there's so many things out there, and sure, they smell great, and we're up to buy it because, oh my God, but then you get home and it probably doesn't work. But right now, walking through the tree lot at the nursery, it's just amazing, and probably in 3 or 4 days, I'm not going to smell it anymore because you get kind of used to it, but to hear every single person that comes out there mention the smells, that's pretty neat.
It's got to be a fun place to be right now at the tree farm.
It is. Yep.
Hey, well, Chris, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Happy Thanksgiving. And,
thanks for having us.
Yeah, an early Merry Christmas to you. That's Chris Zeiss. He's the manager of Russell's Tree and Shrub Farm, Transit Road in East Amherst.